I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donna Wharton reports on a deadly weekend party in North Carolina.
The sheriff in Robeson County, North Carolina, says 13 people were shot at a large weekend party near Maxton in the southeastern part of the state. Two of the 13 were killed. Authorities say more than 150 people fled the scene of the party when officers arrived, and they're asking anyone with information about what happened to contact sheriff's investigators. Authorities say no one has been arrested, but there is no current threat to the community, and the shooting appears to be an isolated incident. I'm Donna Water.
Over the past week, President Trump and the Australian Prime Minister inked a new deal to let the U.S. import more critical minerals. Economist Steve Moore says it is kind of shocking that the U.S. depends on China, an adversary, and other foreign countries for those minerals.
The United States has more of these minerals, the critical minerals, the precious minerals, the rare earths, than any other country in the world. We got them in Colorado. We got them in Utah. We got them in the Dakotas. We got them in California. We got them in West Virginia. Why aren't we? We haven't been mining in this country since Bill Clinton put moratoriums on mining, and we have put ourselves in this position.
Steve Moore is with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, and he spoke with the Salem Radio Network. J.P. Morgan Chase wants out of paying $115 million in legal bills.
For nearly 3 years, J.P. Morgan Chase has picked up the legal tab of Charlie Gervais and Olivier Amar, the two convicted fraudsters who sold their financial aid startup Frank to the bank. But the bank said in a court filing late Friday that the two have racked up an astronomical nine-figure legal bill that far exceeds any reasonable amount that the two may have needed for their defense. According to the filing, Gervais' team of lawyers across five law firms have billed J.P. Morgan approximately $60.1 million in legal fees and expenses, while Amar's lawyers have billed the bank roughly $55.2 million in fees. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. There's a new study out that charts the political attitudes of people.